It is music. Now. Burned the circuit board or something, so I have to redo it. And hopefully, well, the music's like pretty loud. Whoa. Okay, yeah, it's a little better. We'll listen to Barry. So I woke up, did my thing, like, okay, for an hour or two, and clean up stuff, and then it's okay, back to sleep. It was like 54 degrees, so really nice. I woke up today, sun's out, like, yeah, it was like, oh, nippy, huh? It was like 46 degrees, what? Sun's out. Now it's 48 degrees. So low. So low. Check, check.
Check. Check one, check two, check one. Yeah, the mic. I'm done with solving this. That's it. Goodbye. No, I'm kidding. So, I mean, I don't know. The volume is a little off. I'll pump it up a little bit. Okay. Now, music. Bring it back. Lower a little bit. Lower. Check, check. Yeah, I'm gonna lower the volume. The music. Odd. Anyway, so what's happening? What else is happening? No, over the weekend I thought of something. I was reading things, reading stuff. And, I looked up. Internet, I found this really cool article on Design Boom about chicken coops. What? Chicken coops. A smart chicken coop for the backyard. This company called Coop. Oh, whoa. Genius. Sorry about that. But they mean cheese. Like stylish chicken coop with the modern air. Oh, it's like, what else can you put there? I'm like, oh, it's fancy. You can put rabbits, you can grow some rabbits. I don't know, you can't get any Easter eggs out. But if rabbit can make Easter eggs. Ha 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 ha. Right. Well, yes, we can lay eggs. Really? You can lay eggs? What? No. No way. No way. Why am I not getting feedback? Well, this is weird. Originally, I do give feedback, but not anymore. I don't know. This mic's weird. But anyway, yes, like, how do you get chicken eggs? We can, we can grow rabbits in there. Like, we have a pretend kids will come say, a bunch of Easter eggs, and I'd be like, see, the rabbits make eggs, and they're Cadbury. Then it's all about Cadbury commercial, where the old one with the, no, the rabbits go burr, 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 burr. Then you got the lion, the other lion was trying to lay eggs too, or trying to be a chicken. Whatever. Like, here we go. The lion goes, and then there's a bunch of other ones. Then I thought something really messed up. Like, really, really messed up. Let me see. Music still. For the video feed. Okay. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, so I thought of something crazy. After I thought about that commercial from Cadbury Eggs, I'm like, what if the whole planet, or all animals lay eggs, like hard shell eggs, like chicken eggs, everything? I'm like, oh, that's That's messed. Wow, that's weird. That would be really like. But then I thought something else more gross. It's like scrambled human eggs. Ew. Scrambled human eggs. No, I don't want that. I don't want that. Do you want it? I don't want it. There's an article on that. All living on Earth, only lay eggs. A hard shell lay eggs. Then think of this. Scrambled human eggs. Oh, you that? Oh, but the lion be like, hey, nice. Or the chicken be like, hey, that's nice. Like, oh. Cannibal, would that be cannibal? Like, humans eat their own eggs? Like, you know, humans just lay eggs, like chickens. Like, sometimes they hatch, sometimes they don't. The ones that don't hatch, like, yeah, you can eat it. Like, oh, no. No, 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 no. Then, of course, I went to find out. Why do our mammals ancestry stop laying eggs? This article, I didn't read it, I don't need to kind of know why, but obvious. So time, everything changes. Environmental change, environment change. And, you know. Proto mammal eggs. They were proto mammal eggs. Like, then later on, there isn't. Okay. Life in the age of dinosaurs. Let me explain why most mammals are born live and tiny rather than hatch from egg. Interesting. So I saw that thing and was just like, oh, I had that thought in my head the whole time. I'm like, oh. Then I was doing my thing with Doc Ock thing, soldering. Then I was kind of listening to Lou later, and they got this thing. I saw this. I got an ad. It's called Deep Agency, founded in Holland. So you can make virtual tiny hire AI models. So I don't need models anymore. We just make our own upper clothing. We can make our own clothing, then take a picture of it and send it to a factory, then we just print it out. And eventually it'd be like a home printing machine, right? It'll be like a Star Trek thing. Replicator. It's like, hey, computer. It's like, yeah. It's like, sir, you got 112 emails unread emails. Would you like to read? Yeah. Just pass that. Yeah. Forget about that. See this picture? It's like, hey, see that dress? See the clothing? Yeah, can replicate that. drink. Like, oh yeah, thank you. So would you like to read the emails? Yeah, well, shut up. And walk away. White dress, I don't know. Because dress can be printed. Or a t-shirt. Yeah, dude, you can just go down the street and get a t-shirt for free. Nothing. And just, I don't know. They can tag on anything you want. You don't need no t-shirts. Dress? Oh, it's a little different. It's for the missus. So the missus would like this dress. Printed now. It would be like that one day. So it'll be like AI generated stuff and they can print it. Or they can reproduce it. High speed. Like, yep, here it is. Pew. Holy cow. This changes everything. So forget about photographers. Forget about the models. It took my job away. AI is going to take a lot of jobs away. So guess what? We have to learn how to fix AI. They will be on robots. We're going to learn how to fix robots. That's the human job now. We're maintenance. Maintenance level. Oh, no. Okay. Do-do-do. So, now we got the... I donated 43 to the 43 Institute for Ken, which I never met. I actually wrote it. Do-do-do, DC shoes... Donate. I don't know. Instagram. I guess they're just showing all this stuff. But good thing Leah is back. And she got the BRZ. Like, first I thought, I was like, wait a second. Is that Toyota? Is that RX-7? Like, oh, it's BRZ. That's right. Looks like it. What is it? Like Celica. Time Attack. That's good. Yeah, so, well, my thing was that my best friend, one of my best friends, early days, the best friend, when I lived in New York. It was his friend. Well, they were friends. Well, it helped them. 43. See, see this letter? This is ACDC. So that's my friend, Mr. Kilkenny. He loves ACDC. So that, I think that car is dedicated. That letter was not the car, but the lettering. Well, Sean bought together. That's my friend Sean. He painted about Dubber, but he bought all of us together. Like, bought Ken. Well, one of my other friends knew Ken, so they bought. But Sean knows all the bands and stuff. And know my other friend who does. T-shirts and stuff. Prince t-shirt, like mass, in mass. So like, do. Somehow worked it out, connected to. So they were printing before DC shoes, couture. Well, there was something else after that. We didn't print those here on the East Coast. So they sent us the screen. So we screen a bunch of t-shirts. Still have some paint left. I'm like, hey, let me take off my shorts. Let me take off my shirt. Like everyone else, hey, let me take off my hoodie. And then we just print chores. It's like, it's free advertising anyway. Of course, we'll confuse a lot of people. Say, hey, I want that hoodie too. Say, no, this is my personal. Yeah. No way. So I did this.
DSJ printing. I think that's later on. Wait. Or is it? Is this like a library? It could be a library printing. Yeah, they print on the. Okay. I have a printer like that. I don't know. They can print on anything. They don't do the wraps though. I have to get a different guy. But why I need a wrap? So they just like, yeah. So I donated. Yeah, but the thing is that I was hoping that Tortoise Shell is like, one day, you know, when I'm ready, I'll go get a Monster RF or something. You can take your Civic, Honda Civic, equal Batmobile. But the first one died, crashed. So you got a second one. So it's Batmobile number two. So we was like, we're gonna drive across the US to meet up with Ken to Utah. One day we'll do that. And just go hang out. You know, say thanks, whatever. Well, that didn't work out, so I donate. Whenever I make money or something, I'll donate 43. As much. But I'll do it in separate. Not somebody say, oh, I'm going to donate $43 million. No, I'm going to do 43.43 because all of us who got influenced like that by that number, it's just like, whoa, right? So when I donated yesterday, I didn't check time or anything. So I just say, all right, writing a short article, short comments. I was like, hey, look, my friend, best friend, and I want to go meet Ken when you get a chance. We have to keep this 43 going. Whoever it is, we're going to pass it on to everybody else because it's a cool thing. I don't know, I guess. Then look over the time. Over here, it's 2 hours different over there, but over here it was 4 p.m. 43. Minutes. I'm like, oh god, no, not here we go. I'm gonna see 43 again, but I haven't seen it yet. And I was like, oh man, that's messed up. It's like, wow. And yeah, so everything's cool with that, but just every time I'm in that zone, in their zone, in the 43 zone, with anybody who got influenced by that number, or by Ken, or one of the other guys, like I said in previous podcasts, that number shows up. Whenever I think about them, like that number shows up, I'm like, oh man, it's messed up. But it's connecting to us, just like my best friend who connected everybody together. And it's like, really grateful. I'm not gonna tear up because I think he's happy. He's happy where he is. His spirit stopped by, and I remember it. Still, once in a while, it still does. I can feel it. But he's happy. Fine. Soul's happy. You're good. Right? So, now, pass on. Oh, that was like 24-3. Oh, okay, jeez. 4-3. Okay. BTC's up. It's going up. I missed my chance, but that's alright. I'll keep some cash. I'm waiting for a whole bunch of others to drop down a little bit. Then I'll get something else. Like Shiba's coming back down.
So that was the news. Everything else it just did. What did they do? Kind of company killer. Close until further notice. Oh, what happened? 130-year-old state law poses huge new threat. What is it? Bi-weekly payroll timesheet. Are they gonna make everyone do bi-weekly? No. We don't have an army. We have no money. Whoops. This look costs tens of thousands of retail rent. They're killing New York. They're gonna trash it. Then somebody's gonna buy it up cheap and we're gonna rebuild. And they're gonna break in all the money again. Maybe that's the key. I don't know what else is there. Because I've seen that happen. Color times. Curfew in Florida. That's all you need to know about Florida. It's curfew. Curfew time. You crazy party people. Everything else just single influencer sick of waiting for the perfect partner. Enjoy solo honeymoon. I married myself. Yes, that's what the article. Oh, she's kind of cute, but I want a real man. What kind of? What, the one to buy you stuff? Or something else? Or you want something? I don't know. Do you want one of the hooligans? I'm not hooligans, but I could be. I know how to drift. Oh yeah. I know how to drive. Yeah. Yeah. You like me, eh? See, oh, here we go. Here's the egg thing again. We're circling back. Egg prices so high, Dollar Tree pulls them from the shelf completely. Wow. No dollar eggs. What? Wait a second. Fashion collection pay homage to Teletubbies. No. Oh, this is so weird. Yeah. The line has been accused of sexually children in television show. Yeah, I mean, come on. No. It's not cool. But that cool. Dipsy boot. It's for $25,000. Oh my god. No. Wait a second. Yeah, I gotta go find it. I'm trying to get a different article. Okay, do this one. Holy cow. Design point have it. Do they have it? Teletubby? No. It's Architect. They think it's silly too. So yeah. I think it's silly. Super silly. Oh. No. Why? Teletubby. Okay, on the zero hedge, just say Z means Putin, whatever. Let's get Trump, but you know what? Protesting against arrest is a January 6th style trap, yeah. Know what? These people blaming. He's gonna win, but could it be a trick? Could it be done on purpose so he will win? Maybe there's predictions, prediction machines they have. Yeah, we're gonna start this thing with the lawyers and stuff, and it will propel you to the top. Could it be that? Who knows? Bed Bath & Beyond. Plunge below buck. Still there. Wonder how cheap that stuff is. The more bad news is more Europe than us for now. Okay, whatever. Gold. Gold is standard. Gold price reflect the shift in that part two. I gotta read that one. See what happens. It kind of dipped it, right? Something this week, past week. Who knows? There's a whole bunch. I mean, this stuff is just regular news. I don't see anything else. So, CoinDesk says. What the price of Bitcoin has beyond a tier since compelling bank power. Why? Obvious. What sound? We gotta take this money, put it somewhere. We can't get that new yacht. No, we got no place to park. Oh, but we can get Bitcoin. Hey, let's go buy some BTC. You know, get like 10 grand at a time. Okay, let's do over a week. And file the tax return or something later. Bitcoin and stable coins will bring crypto mass adoption in Africa. Yeah. One of them is Solana stable coins, I think. Because they just started the whole mobile phone thing, so it's like, wow. I'm kind of interested, but kind of not, because I think it's too expensive. But if it's really that secure, why wouldn't you want it, right? So it's like one of those, I haven't got my network Kinesis yet. It's coming. About one more bottle. It's coming a little later because it has to be paired with a camera strap. And the guy's like, yeah, we have in stock. Oh, no, we don't. It's like, oh, come on. Don't do that. The whole stuff is like, I did get a new lens for a photo for doing the coffee and cars. I was gonna get that cheap Mikkei one. It's like $200. It's one glass element less than the trucks one. It's 85mm f/1.8. I'm like, okay, it's nice. Then I look at Sony one, just like, look at their stuff. I see some like just focusing errors on those. I'm like, oh, can't have that. I don't want to get a G lens yet. Unless, you know, somebody say, hey, we need you for work. Make some money in, then I'll be like, yeah, I'll get the G lens. But for now, I'm stuck with this Sony SEL 85 f/1.8. There's two listings, which I don't understand. One of them's like, there's a price hidden, but it's $598. What's the difference? Everybody has it. It's $85 more. Like, oh, it's the same. Nothing. It's nothing new. It's just somebody cheating on you. Really? It's the same stuff. Did it get extra things? Nope. The same stuff. It's like, oh, I might get a free shipping or something. But no, the other one has free shipping. And it's just like, but it has good reviews, so I'm happy. Some people say, oh, it could be better. So there's some, just some issues here and there, but eh. Like some professional, like, depth of field is a little too much. Yeah, F1.8, yeah, you gotta heighten up a little. Portrait is supposed to be, if you can get it to 5, F5, F4, F5, that's the one. Even someone said F2.8 is not bad, but no, I'd give a little more. Can always blur out the background later. A little more sharpness. It's technique too. It's like some people just can't do it. Shake their hands or something. Especially these lenses. These prime high millimeter lens. Just when you shake, it's like, whoa. Phew. What they could do is the sensor on the mic has the camera itself has a setting where it's constantly in focus on in a certain area, like full on or center. You just pull in center, so wherever you point at, it's always on. That will help. Oh yeah, so I got that thing. It's coming Friday, so next week I can start doing the copying cars again. I think tonight there's a meetup with a photography meetup, so I'm just gonna see what it is. I'll bring my camera, bring my Fuji, just for the fun of it, so I can do some street photography or, you know, journalism. Anything else? I don't know. Try some Jappy. I want to try the new GPT-4, but I'm just like, reluctant. It's less likely to carry the keyboard for a little bit, and then just like, oh. To sleep. Like, I'm gonna sleep. Sorry. Adam and the keeper. Yeah, sorry about that. Well, I'll send some sets over that. I'll send the sets. Anything else? I think this is it. I was reminiscing some old rally videos. I went to YouTube and searched for the whole bunch of it. So watch that whole weekend of this. And in Second Life, I was sponsoring. Well, my company was on. The company I formed was sponsoring an event. We did drive around the whole Second Life universe. And they race around the track where my coffee shop, virtual coffee shop, is. That you drink fake coffees and fake beer and fake whiskey and pretend you're drunk and say silly things and take out my stinky tofu guns. I'll tofu everybody. That was it. But it's fun. I made my test track in that area is I made a rally of it. So people were like racing like crazy. Then we got banned from a lot of lands, a lot of virtual lands around. So I can't believe he did that. It's like, hey, man, it's main road. It's free. Get a cop here. There's a cop. Virtual police. He's in the role-playing role. Thing. He's trying to catch me, but never did. Couldn't do it. Because it's like, dude, it's like, you want me to fix your car? And he was like, no, sorry. So you can't chase me. I'm faster. Just like, I'm fast and furious. Like, yeah. No, with chicks just hanging out with their mini skirts. They're like, they do that walk. And it's like they're trying to sit next to a car, like take pictures, and it's like, oh God, come on. Does that really happen? The car meets? Like a racing, street racing thing. If it does, I'm like, wow, I don't know why it missed. Holy cow. I know Japan, they sort of do the car shows they do. They have the grid girls there. But other than that, like, I don't know. I'm sure you want checks? Yeah, I mean, it'd be nice. But sometimes I just want to take a photo of the cars or something. If I can, if I don't. Whatever, no big deal. But it's crazy people. Oh, like I heard a few of them. There was Southeast Asia. They were, I don't know, doing that one. They were pimps, pretend to be, I guess, officials. Then they had a car event, pull up the stuff. The cops are there too. Say cops, like, let us arrest like 10, then you can go about your ways. So they did that too. They dress up and tell something. And then people showed up and stuff, and it's girls hanging out. Some of them are like, you know, police, some are not. Then they're like, hey, you want to come over there to do whatever? And oh, busted. Oh boy. I heard about that a lot. So, but now it's a little different, I think. Maybe they finally figured it out. Or maybe it's not different because I haven't been to one for a while. But I knew. I mean, you can walk. If you know cops, you know which ones are cops. Just like the image. Remember the January 6th with all the agents? FBI agents, they will look the same. Yeah, like you can tell. It's like, yeah, you're not in party, man. You know party. You're in a party. Get out. Get out. Get out. Out, out, out. Bye, bye, bye. Goodbye. Get it going. Let me see. Self-contained living pod active. Vacant lot under bridge to tackle homelessness. Oh. Oh, they're gonna put us in pods now. You can live here. With the shower. You know, just go outside when it rained. Well, it's nice. but it's like, it's a nice incentive, man. This is a nice incentive for human beings. Like, give them a really job, real job, and lower the price of everything. Would you look at one of these? I don't know. Not long for me, it would be like, no. Not long term. No way. Just for fun? Yeah, I'm gonna do that for fun. But these guys, like, yeah, let's. Here, we solved the homeless problem. It's like, no, it didn't solve it. Made it. Now the dependent. Like, you wanna make them independent, make them productive. But here's the issue. We're gonna have a serious problem with the job market and the crisis with banking and crisis with everything else, and it's gonna hit really hard, and including the unforeseen. Well, not unforeseen, some people already said it, but for the rest who didn't know or who cannot believe, we're going to have the unforeseen consequences from the jab and the virus. So we're going downhill, like, oh, let's have some human eggs. And it's like, it's nothing to do with today's title, but I can make it. So the whole world has one too many hands on it. On top, it's too many hands on top, just like these tech company hiring all these people to do certain work that one person could have done, two people could have done it, but they hired like 20 to do a little piece of it. Like, no. So anyway, we're gonna have issues. It's coming. And be prepared. That's it. Buy gold. I'm gonna get BTC. It's fine. Some later on, you can trade BTC for gold. I think some exchange do that. They will trade you. Can ask around. What do I sound like? Out of breath? I don't know. I'm not out of breath. So this is it for today. Have a beautiful Monday. Stay warm. It's getting warmer now, but I have to see. Let me see it before I go. Just see. A little warmer. Or could be because my computer is heating. Yeah. Oh, yeah, my computer is just heat. Yeah, so have a wonderful day. Stay out of trouble, damn it. And donate, if you can, to the 43 Institute by Ken Block, which is www.43i.org. Help some kid to have a dream in rally racing. How about that? And you'll be connected to the 43. I guarantee it. And that's it for today. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.